Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
This has been great information.
It has. I want to welcome back to the air. We have Tom Ward, the founder of Path to Buy Homeownership Coaching Program. Mm-hmm. So, Tom, welcome back.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me.
So give us a brief synopsis in case somebody just tuned in. What is Path to Buy?
Yeah, we tried to create a domain name. It was pretty easy, right? Path to Buy is obviously Path to Buy a House. And ultimately, it's just a matter of being able to get on the path. Whether you're intending to buy in 5 months or 5 years, you need a plan. And what we've done is certify local loan officer expert companies to be able to help guide the people down the road. The three requirements are it's got to be free of charge to the consumer. It's got to be, we've got to agree to check in every 45 days to monitor the progress, and we've got to do it with no pressure. So, you know, that's the requirements that are there. We're very selective too, Doug. So as far as, you know, I'd much rather have the right people in place, because one of the worst things that I could do in the second phase of this is I get representation in the top 200 MSAs across the country. You know, then we'll kick into our PR campaign, which will be the consumer searching out certified Path to Buy coaches.
So as a consumer, Tom, you know, Path to Buy, can you tell me what I would be expecting when I decide to sign up with Doug to go through the process?
Yeah, the first thing Doug will do is he'll bring a great question, Tammy. First thing he'll do is you'll come in and we strongly recommend it to be face to face, because to be able to know who Doug is, and there's an office there, and you know this is not a flim flam guy that's out there. And ultimately, Doug will have you bring some information for you, and then Doug will walk through what we call the 7.5 obstacles that hold people back from homeownership, right? So what Doug is going to do with our proprietary software, he's going to evaluate how do they feel about their job security.
Okay.
If they're concerned about being laid off, trust me, they're not going to buy a house. If they're
right.
A tenured professor at Washington University, they couldn't fire him if they wanted to. So they're very secure in their
right.
job. So that meter would go to zero or close to 10.
Okay.
Down payment, Doug is going to show the real world as far as at that moment in time exactly how much cash you're going to be able to need for down payment and credit scores. You're also going to and then he's going to evaluate how much cash you do have. And then we're going to monitor that progress as time goes by. You're going to monitor what the minimum credit score you can get mortgage eligibility today.
Okay.
You're going to determine what your credit score is. What your debt-to-income ratio is, what your current debt-to-income ratio is. And then the fifth meter is comfort zone. Sometimes people say, you're crazy, I can't go to 41% of all my income for all my debt. They self-inflict a tighter set of guidelines. Number six is misinformation. It's probably the number one. We should probably spend some time on that, Doug,
Right, absolutely.
Talk about that, because I think it just makes people crazy, you know, with what's there. Number seven is mobility and liquidity. And then I don't know if it's in your market or not, but it's really coming across the country. The number 7.5 didn't apply to all markets. It was called waiting for the bottom. This is probably 2.5 years ago. People were still thinking the market had some drop to come with. That doesn't apply today. People aren't thinking that. They think the bottom is here. It's gone. Houses are starting to appreciate again. But what we're seeing is a shortage of inventory in markets. And
well, and it could be waiting for .. fill in the blank, because
yes.
Everybody has a different thing that they're waiting for.
Right. Waiting to get married, right. Waiting to get out of college.
Yeah, waiting for a promotion,
right.
Waiting for
right.
mom and dad to kick me out of the basement.
Right.
Right.
Waiting for a lightning bolt to strike me that's going
right.
to give me the motivation to move.
So
yeah.
The most important thing is the plan, guys.
That's
the most important thing.
This week, I have two Gen Y people that work at my office. And I coached her this week. She was wanting to go buy a BMW convertible that was going to cost $500 a month. And I said,
this is a Gen Yer that still lives with her parents.
Still lives with her parents. And I said, well, even though that car would be, you would look amazing in that car, do you plan to be with your parents for 3 years? Because she was going to get a 3-year car loan. I'm like, I don't see you living with your parents in 3 years. She's like, no, I don't want to. I'm like, well, then you need to think about your debt-to-income ratio, what you're going to be making. Can you afford rent and that car payment that you're going to be at $589 a month? And she's like, well, no. So it's like she wouldn't listen to her parents, but she listened to me, and now she's not going to buy the BMW. So
good for you, because it's awesome to hear that, because that's exactly what they're up against. I think we miss the fact that people are looking for guidance. We look, you know, I think it's a great point that you just made, Tammy, is that people are looking for, Doug's the expert.
Exactly.
Right? And that's right. So just like, guide me, Doug. It's just
exactly.
Like, but I think there's a tendency for us not to reach out. This generation doesn't reach out to look for help. No different than men asking for directions. Right.
No comment.
They don't. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Tom Ward, the founder of Path to Buy Home Ownership Coaching Program. So, Tom, you did a lot of research with this, and you surveyed a ton of renters. Tell us about that research. How many renters was it, and what were the results of the research?
Yeah. We tried to make it, again, simple. My simple brain says I wanted to make it simple. We interviewed 318 renters. We just asked them one question. And remember, this is when Kay Schiller was poo-pooing the thought of buying a home and everything that went along with it. And ultimately, you know, they said, maybe it's not the right thing to do is to buy a house. And I just asked them one question. I said, are you going to be a lifetime renter? And blew our mind. 317 of those people said one way, shape, or form, said, oh, I'm going to buy a home. Just not right now.
So 317 out of 318.
Yep.
Okay.
And that number proves out every time we look at it. They say, oh, we're going to buy a home. I even saw a survey from, they were surveying teenagers in high school and asked that question. It just came out the other day and said, what's your thoughts on homeownership? Oh, we know it's the American dream. We know we're still going to be able to buy. So I think it's important that we get there. But the question becomes, what's the roadmap? How are we going to get there, right? So we had one person say, no, I'm going to be a lifetime renter. And then ultimately, what came, well, if there's 317 people out there that say they're going to buy a home eventually, and then the next question we asked was, well, what's your plan? They were like deer in headlights. It was like, they don't have one, right? It's like, well, that's why it's so important that you get in to see a certified Path to Buy coach in your local market.
Right, because it doesn't matter if it's 5 months or 5 years that they want to buy. That's okay, but what's not okay is to not have a plan.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Take the focus off the decision and focus on the plan.
That's
we say it all the time.
That's
Here's a crazy thought. On the misinformation piece, which we talked about in the earlier segment, but on that misinformation piece, this number has held true for 3 years. 22% of the time, more than one out of every five of those people had the ability to buy. They just didn't know it. They saw in Good Morning America they need 20% down. And ultimately, Doug's going to tell you you need 3.5% down or whatever the rule is in that particular market that you qualify for. Some veterans can buy zero money down, right? Well, but they're thinking, their brain is getting poisoned, you know, by the people. Anybody could be a YouTube expert today. I mean, you just post a YouTube video. And
right.
You know. I had a guy the other day. You'll get a kick out of this. I had a guy the other day say, tell me about that $88,000 tax credit.
Kind of missed the boat on that one.
Gone?
Yeah, that was, what, 2010?
4 years,
yeah,
right?
Four years ago.
But it's still, he must have done a great job with SEO positioning at the number one or two on the list, right?
Right.
It's like the greatest strength of the internet is its information, and the greatest, there's no purge. Nobody's going through the internet right now and taking out all the stuff that doesn't apply anymore.
Right. And you have to really look at the dates when a lot of things were posted, because if they're reading something from 2010, it's completely different than what they're going to read now. They were still waiting for the bottom.
You know, in case you don't know this, we call you Snopes.com for mortgage information.
Right.
Certified
Path
to Buy coach, right? He'll tell you, not only will he tell you the truth, but the second thing he'll tell you is he'll tell you the truth at that moment in time. It's the age of the information that kills you.
Right, absolutely.
Your business changes weekly.
So, Tom, if somebody wants to proceed with the program, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, the best thing for them to do is obviously local. I mean, because you've got local rules and local people, and I'd say go to your website. You know, I think that's where you'd go, and you click through the Path to Buy site, right? Just
right.
Go right to your widget that's right on your website.
Absolutely. So go to DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. Look for the Path to Buy widget. It's over on the right-hand side of the screen. You'll see it on there.
Yeah. You know, and I recently did that survey. I did three focus groups across the country, all Gen Ys in there, probably 17 to 20 in those three different markets. And here were their two biggest concerns. Number one, because of the foreclosure mess, they were very concerned that houses weren't going to appreciate anymore in value. Mm-hmm. They said it's over. You know, houses just aren't going to go up like they used to. Right. And their other concern was they were very concerned with Obama or the next, you know, presidency going to take away the tax benefits.
Right.
Right. So they're saying, ah, just, you know, I missed the boat. Probably doesn't have anything to do with it anymore. And as you know, you've got access to those videos that we've got. There's four reasons. Those are two, but there's two probably more important, way more important reasons. And it's a matter of, you know, fast forward the clock. I think the guys who are telling you not to buy your first house, fast forward the clock. Tell me what this is going to look like 30 years down the road.
Right.
You know, if you're paying $1,000 a month to rent today and rents are going up an average of 4.5% per year, it's okay to keep renting as long as you understand that 30 years down the road, you're paying $1,000 today, your rent is going to be $3,584.
Okay. Well, Tom, I want to hold that thought because if you have time to stick around, I want to talk more on this topic because I want to know what those major two concerns that a renter has, the concerns they have about being a homeowner. Is it still worth it to buy a house or not? I'm going to ask you that question. We return. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.